Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Raising cattle is not what you do. It's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about livestock and how things paired yesterday. And, well, not so great yesterday. Looks like livestock mostly lower at the finish.
Exactly right, Dave. The only good news yesterday for the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures is they did not go down limit. All of the contracts did close down with triple-digit losses as they approached the lows that we made last week. Selling was a factor of what went on in the commodities across the board as we saw once again our equity markets take a hard hit and spill into our commodities. Now, we did see a small amount of cash cattle trade in the north at 225 in the meat, 140 to 141 on the hoof. Once again, I'll say a small amount of cattle moved at that price. Now, choice box beef was down $1.03 yesterday. Select boxes down $1.60 on a total movement of 153 lows. Cattle kill estimated 110,000 hit, and the cash feeder index was finally up yesterday by 67 cents. On the close yesterday, October live cattle were down $1.87, October feeder cattle down $2.55, and October lean hogs down a nickel.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about the grain futures, and pretty similar to the livestock, it looks like, mostly lower yesterday.
Unfortunately, that's correct. We saw most of the wheat, the corn, and the soybean complex futures close negative. Overall, the ag commodities suffered a selling at the hands of the negativeness spilling over from the equity markets due to China's weak manufacturing data that was kind of like throwing gasoline on the fire. Now, late Tuesday, we saw F.C. Stone release their estimate for the corn yield at 165.9 bushels per acre, down 2.9 from the August USDA numbers, and their bean yield at 45.4 bushels per acre, down 1.5 bushels from the USDA number. Now, the grains overnight did see some nice upside, but they have came off those session highs as we speak. December KC wheat's down a half a penny. December corn's down a penny. November soybeans are trading a penny and three quarters higher. December cotton down 11 points. October crude oil trading 74 cents lower. September dollar index is up 28.5 cents. And September Dow Jones futures now 98 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll visit with you again tomorrow, and we'll look forward to that as always. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.